Hola, buenos días a todos. Gracias por asistir. En la mañana de hoy hemos tenido la reunión informal de ministros de cultura de la Unión Europea. Ha sido un debate intenso, un debate muy rico, en el que, sobre todo, lo que yo destacaría es la profunda unanimidad y la profunda creencia y los datos que los ministros han barajado, así lo afirmaban, en cada uno de su país, la importante contribución y el papel cada vez más relevante que la cultura, que las artes, que las industrias culturales tienen en las economías de los países miembros, de los Estados miembros de la Unión Europea. Ha habido un unánime acuerdo en que hay que subrayar y resaltar esa importancia y esa contribución extraordinaria que en los últimos años ha tenido las industrias culturales al Producto Interior Bruto Europeo y también cómo la cultura es la seña de identidad y realmente es lo que nos da una ventaja frente a otros mercados internacionales y lo que nos dará todavía más ventaja en el futuro. Diversos ministros han incidido en ese lo que hemos venido a llamar ese círculo vicioso en el que se unen de manera inseparable tanto la cultura como la economía, el patrimonio o el turismo, en hacer de la cultura un elemento esencial para el desarrollo económico en ese futuro sostenible, en ese futuro basado en una cultura del conocimiento que todos buscamos. Hemos hablado de cómo la Unión Europea es un marco excelente para buscar esos nuevos recursos financieros que a lo largo de los dos días del foro de industrias culturales aquí en esta misma sede de la Cámara de Comercio se ha desarrollado y era muy coincidente esa importancia, el peso que tienen las pequeñas y medianas empresas en el sector, la importancia que tiene escuchar a la sociedad civil en sus aportaciones sobre la transformación de los profesionales de la cultura, sobre la necesidad también de preservar y dinamizar esa diversidad cultural, que es una ventaja. También en reflexionar sobre la propiedad intelectual, que en ningún caso es un obstáculo para el desarrollo y la circulación de obras, sino que tiene que ser la herramienta que permita mayor desarrollo y circulación del patrimonio cultural europeo. Hemos hablado también de Europeana, esa herramienta en la que todos creemos para generar ese patrimonio histórico digital compartido. Y lo importante que es la cultura y que va a ser cada día más para reforzar la posición de Europa en el mundo, ¿no? En el nuevo escenario internacional. Hemos coincidido en que es imprescindible reforzar la presencia de las industrias culturales en las políticas europeas y, principalmente, en la Estrategia 2020. El foro había apuntado ya muchas líneas de trabajo que han sido recalcadas por los ministros y bueno, estos son los asuntos principales de los que hemos hablado y en los que hemos incidido y hemos compartido con la comisaria Andrea Vassiliou, que nos acompaña ahora. Hemos llegado a unas conclusiones y a un documento que hemos, sobre el que hemos coincidido unánimemente, un comunicado que paso a leerles en este momento. El comunicado dice lo siguiente. La presidencia, tomando en consideración las conclusiones del Foro Europeo de las Industrias Culturales, celebrado en Barcelona el 29 y 30 de marzo, y el debate posterior realizado por los ministros, la comisaria de la Unión Europea y los jefes de delegación reunidos en Barcelona el 31 de marzo, considera que en el actual escenario de dificultades financieras internacionales y desafíos geopolíticos, la cultura representa representa uno de los más importantes activos con los que cuenta Europa para asegurar la pervivencia de su modelo social, su proyección exterior y la transición hacia un modelo económico más competitivo, inclusivo y sostenible. En este sentido, la Presidencia insta al Consejo Europeo a reconocer y utilizar el potencial creativo de Europa a través de la cultura y sus industrias relacionadas en la Estrategia Unión Europea 2020. A los Estados miembros y a la Comisión en sus respectivos ámbitos a trabajar en el logro de los objetivos de la Estrategia Unión Europea 2020 a través de las iniciativas emblemáticas relativas a innovación, competitividad, agenda digital e inclusión social. La Presidencia, en colaboración con el Consejo, trabajará en el desarrollo de estas líneas.
Y ahora paso
la palabra a la comisaria Vassiliou.
Thank you, President. First of all, allow me to use this opportunity to convey our thanks and appreciation to several people that are responsible for these beautiful events here in Barcelona. First of all, of course, is EU Presidency, the Spanish Presidency, the Government of Catalonia, the Mayor of Catalonia, and of course the Chamber of Commerce, who host us in this beautiful building. I think we have had 2 days of very fruitful discussions, both at the forum, 3 days actually, Monday, Tuesday and today. So 2 days for the forum and today for the informal council. Now, much of our discussion, as you have heard, focused on the potential of the cultural and creative industries as a vehicle for driving Europe out of the recession. I was very pleased to be able to discuss the Commission's upcoming green paper on unlocking the potential of cultural and creative industries. I was also delighted that both stakeholders and ministers share my enthusiasm for the initiative which the Commission will launch at the end of this April. Well, Europe's cultural and creative industries are in the spotlight both at the forum and the informal council. In these difficult economic times, the potential of this dynamic sector is attracting increasing interest across Europe. Digitization and globalization are opening up new market opportunities for cultural and creative industries, in particular for small businesses. But business in this sector, and especially SMEs, too often face obstacles to fulfill their full potential. So they need a business environment which meets their need. Next month, the European Commission will launch a major public consultation on unlocking the potential of cultural and creative industries. And the objective is to better understand how the European Union can create exactly this environment for these industries to reach their full potential. So I invite all stakeholders, national governments as well, to participate fully in this debate. This sector clearly has the potential to be a motor for smart, sustainable, and inclusive growth, helping bring Europe out of this crisis. Cultural and creative industries contribute to at least 2 to 3% to Spain's GDP and about 2.6% to Europe's GDP. So you can imagine how important it is for us to support and strengthen these industries. Now, regarding our strategy for Europe 2020, I would like to say that this is a bold strategy with ambitious targets to put Europe back on a long-term growth path. It aims at tapping into Europe's potential for innovation to achieve, as I said, smart, sustainable and inclusive growth. It's about getting the framework right. but it is not a sectoral strategy and it doesn't single out any sector in particular. But as it was agreed unanimously as a conclusion to this informal council, we have taken a joint commitment, both the Council and the Commission, to convey these concerns of ministers that culture and creative industries should appear in our 2020 strategy. And I have committed myself to convey this message to the College of Commissioners, but also the ministers have committed themselves to convey the similar message to the heads of government and to ministers of economy and finance, hoping that acting together will have some positive results. So with these words, I thank once again the presidency and you, Madam Minister, President, for this very, very important council that we have just concluded.
Thank you. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. ¿Hay alguna pregunta?
Are there any questions?
Quisiera saber si han evaluado medidas,
I wonder qué tipo de medidas if you've looked at what kind of measures are needed, for example, for financial measures, should there be more state help for these kind of companies, and also then the deadline, 2020 is a long way away for small companies, and I wonder if you're looking at more concrete measures for this year and next year, which are going to be the main years of the recession, it seems.
Well,
the ministers have looked at the different incentive measures, that they are taking in their own countries, so we've talked about those. Now, this is obviously an informal meeting, and what we established was that the most important thing is that we're very present in this reflection about setting objectives for 2020, so within the Europe 2020 strategy. And we hope that within that strategy we will be able to put in place concrete measures of the kind you've talked about. Now, each minister in their own country will have to look at their own measures, but all ministers agree that it makes sense to invest in culture because it leads to economic growth, and it also contributes greatly to overall European GDP, but also it has a big share of GDP in all countries, even those countries which you might not think are, or which are rather not well known on the international scene, but the fact that there are creative and cultural industries in a country means that there is more economic growth.
Desde luego, en principio, es importante,
so we will be looking at financial measures for incentives. But the most important thing is that ministers understand the important role that creative and cultural industries can play, and that this needs to be strengthened. The European Union needs to invest more in cultural, no? Projects based around cultural development. There are all sorts of proposals and suggestions for how to take this forward. But what we all agree is that this is the right way to go for Europe in the future.
If I can add to that, I think something which is certainly needed is how we can support especially small enterprises, which we heard yesterday from a study that they make up 80 to 90% of the cultural and creative industries are small enterprises. And a great proportion of those small enterprises are the so-called nano enterprises, consisting just of 2-3 persons. And very often these small enterprises, who are very important for us, should be assisted to obtain credit from banks. So we must see how best we can find a common language between the banking sector and these small enterprises in order to facilitate credits to them. Also, we must make more use of structural funds in strengthening and mobilizing enterprises on a regional and local level. And certainly I will take up this question more with my colleague, Commissioner Hahn, who is responsible for regional development, to see how best we can promote this issue in our cohesion policy in the future.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any other questions? Sorry, that was off mic. Could she repeat it? The interpreter couldn't interpret that. I don't know if you could give us some more details about this public consultation that you talked about, a public consultation which will be embarked upon in a month, involving all the cultural industries.
When we talk about a green paper, means exactly this, that we open up discussion with various means, including online discussion, with all stakeholders. So we set up a series of questions, and we ask governments, ministries, civil society, and all stakeholders to participate in the discussion in answering these questions. In the end, what we do is we collect all opinions expressed or replies. We see which are the dominant ones, and then we plan for our future actions. So it is important for a wider as possible consultation, expression of opinions during these consultations.
On the same topic, I don't know if you two
have had any contact with the counter forum that took place at the same time as the official forum. Have you had any contacts with them or any exchanges at all with them?
Oh, yes, certainly. We listened to them. We participated in a panel yesterday with the stakeholders. We had organized, I requested a working lunch with some important stakeholders representing some very important creative industries, just for this purpose, because we wanted to encourage them to participate in these consultations. But let us not forget that until now we had also civil society platforms at which some of these important stakeholders were already participating, and they had their input in the preparation of the green paper. And exactly yesterday I wanted to meet these people, thank them for their participation in this debate until now, and encourage them, of course, to participate further in the discussions.
Bueno, yo no he mantenido, no he participado en ese foro y no he mantenido.
I myself
reunión,
have
no
not participated in that counter forum, but of course we have received information from them. We know what their opinions are, and we have tried to take them into account.
Que son fruto de una reflexión colectiva importante, ¿no?
We understand that it's something that they have thought about together in detail.
Buenos días. Yo le quería preguntar
a la señora ministra
si ha podido leer el artículo que publica Los Angeles Times a propósito de la piratería.
On piracy. That article stated, and it was the director of Sony Pictures who said this, that they are thinking of not distributing anymore in Spain because there has been a drop in revenue.
De financiación tradicionales
yes,
del cine
indeed, that's one of our worries.
Transformación tecnológica y el alquiler y venta de DVDs era una de esas fuentes.
We have seen that
there have been ajenos
changes in the way that those revenues
al perjuicio que eso
are
ha causado a tantos,
for example, DVDs and
negocios de venta o alquiler de DVDs, a tantos videoclubs en toda España que han tenido
but
que cerrar, igual que tantísimas tiendas de
DVD
discos.
And video
no
clubs around
Spain,
which have had to close because people are no longer renting these, but are illegally downloading them. So this is very worrying for us. Of course, it's less the case in big cities like Madrid and Barcelona, where we have more access to big shops and big libraries. But this is part of the industrial transformation and reconversion that we're talking about at the moment. We can't turn the clock back, but that's why these kind of fora are so important. We have to try and find solutions to this situation. It's a worrying situation, no doubt.
Yo quería saber ayer en la clausura del foro
yesterday,
de las
when
culturales,
the Forum on Cultural Industries closed, a number of ministries agreed, on the need for a European ruling on combating piracy. Combating piracy, is that going to be part of the public consultation that the Commissioner talked about? And is the Commission going to take on board this request from ministers?
Razonablemente corto de tiempo,
and if so, can we hope to have European standards and a joint European approach on combating piracy soon?
It was just pointed out to me that when a question was put in the parallel forum, I thought you meant the forum that took place on Monday and Tuesday here and which was co-organized between the presidency and the Commission. I was not aware of another forum, and I want to make it clear that this is the official forum that we organized that I participated. Thank you for pointing out this to me.
There was a question about whether there's going to be a policy, a European policy on piracy. There was a question mm-hmm. that someone stated, whether we discussed yeah. that today, and it was addressed to you.
Well, on this issue, when I said that technology creates new opportunities, creates also new challenges for us. And piracy, of course, is a challenge. What we want to do is to preserve a balance between the access of the consumers to create to the cultural content, but at the same time preserve the right of the creator to be duly compensated for his creation. And with this in mind, we intend to take, some action on the European level to see how best we can address these challenges.
Creo que está tu compañera atrás.
I think there's somebody behind you asking for the floor.
Bueno, esta vez es la primera que el Reino Unido envía un ministro escocés.
This is the first time that the UK has sent a Scottish minister to represent it.
La Generalitat no haya sido invitada
formalmente.
And
I wonder why the Generalitat and no representatives from the Generalitat were invited to the meeting, given that it was taking place in Barcelona.
No es que no hayamos invitado a la Generalitat, es que
well,
representante
it's not that we didn't invite the Generalitat, it's just that the representative for the autonomous regions at the moment is Aragon, and that's a rotating system as well.
No se pueden poner más sillas en la mesa,
and there are only so many chairs we can put around
europea.
The table. We have to stick to the European rules on this.
De la Generalitat, el criterio del conseller, el criterio de las industrias culturales catalanas es importantísimo. Obviously, si no, no lo hubiéramos celebrado aquí, creo que es una muestra de la importancia y del buen ejemplo que Cataluña tradicionalmente ha dado en la cultural heritage of Barcelona. And we know that the Catalan Autonomous Government has always supported the creative and cultural industries with a view to social development. So it's not a coincidence that we're in Barcelona, nor is it a coincidence that we're in the Chamber of Commerce.
Como motor de ese
we know that Catalonia has put a lot of support into culture, understanding that it's an important driving force for the economy.
But como no the puede rules ser menos para are the rules. Cultura y para la Unión Europea.
Sí, volviendo otra vez a la política común para luchar contra la piratería, creo que la comisaria, si puede, nos completará algún detalle, no tanto de las medidas concretas, que me imagino que no estará en disposición de hacerlo, pero sí al menos del plazo que se dan para tener esa política común con la que hacer frente a la piratería.
¿Hay algún tipo de deadline que se han puesto para esto?
Well, I am in a very close consultation with the fellow commissioners because there are several commissioners involved in this issue. And we are in close consultation. We hope that very soon we will announce some action on that.
Bueno, pues muchísimas gracias.
Okay, well, thank you very much to everybody for coming along to the press conference. Thank you.